A battle continues over an historic South Jersey home, even though it was demolished earlier this year. The Camden County Historical Society is taking the State Department of Transportation to court, claiming it committed fraud when it destroyed the Hug Harrison House in March. Details from WHYY's Peter Crimmins.
The Hug Harrison House was built in the 18th century and in 1777 was in the middle of a Revolutionary War fight, the Battle of Gloucester. More recently, though, it was in the middle of a highway interchange reconfiguration where Interstates 76 and 295 meet. The New Jersey Department of Transportation tore it down in March. But the Camden County Historical Society says the DOT did so illegally. In a lawsuit just filed in federal district court, the Historical Society claims the house should have been protected under the National Historic Preservation Act. Society President Chris Perks obtained redacted emails among Department of Transportation officials in which they appear to be fast-tracking the demolition in order to avoid a pending court injunction that would have forced them to save the house.
One of our reasons to litigate or to sue is because now we will be able to do discovery where they're going to have to show us those emails in their entirety. And we're going to see the whole conversation that they had on that afternoon and how they made the decision to go there at dawn to tear it down.
The lawyer representing the Historical Society, Matt Litt, says the DOT was required under the National Historic Preservation Act to consult with preservation groups.
And good faith is not just the wish of the Camden County Historical Society. It's explicit in the legislation. They must act in good faith.
The demolished house cannot be rebuilt, so in its federal lawsuit, the Historical Society is asking the Department of Transportation to either construct a replica house or a Revolutionary War museum nearby. The Department of Transportation will not comment on pending litigation. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.